Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, and the Josh Reese.
So again, yeah. He retired and left the show, but he's never left. How does that work exactly?
I'm like a crazy uncle. I'm just here all the time.
Yeah, he's like Ric Flair. He retired, but he didn't retire.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're in town every weekend?
Every weekend.
Pretty much.
Just for the show, because I love our fans so much.
But they hate you.
A lot of them do. I feel like the strong majority is pro-hate.
That's because you represent what's wrong with WWE.
You know what? Hold on. There's a push. Yeah, excuse me.
That's a squeaky chair.
Excuse me.
It sounds like you farted.
That's my bad. There's a push Eric shirt. Why is there not a fire Josh shirt? I'm just saying.
It should be.
I'm just saying.
But if everyone buys it, we'll have to actually do it.
Fair. Oh, I see Andrew. The monkeys are churning. The monkeys are churning.
Monkeys!
The monkeys are churning. All right. No, we're not going to make that trip. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
It'd be a bestseller, probably.
Yeah, just like the transfacial.
Transfacial could have had a great run if it got the right amount of push.
I don't think anyone wants to
wear it. But people in the organization were not behind the idea.
Because I don't think people want to wear a shirt that says transfacial. Because first of all, you know, if you're walking around, people are going to be confused by what that means. Maybe they'll think that you're insensitive to transgender people or something. You know, you never know how that could turn out. So
okay.
It's not worth
fair,
it.
Fair,
all
fair,
right.
Fair.
So yeah. Sorry. So what do you guys want to talk about?
Well,
NXT.
Oh,
there's a lot that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot happening on the show.
A lot of happenings.
There was plenty.
Let's talk about those.
Of stuff this week.
Let's talk about those.
We have a number one contender.
Take a picture of something, so we'll get to that.
Wow. All right, so we start off with the Street Profits versus two jobbers named Riley Apex.
And Chris Starr.
Chris Starr.
Yeah.
Like one of our fans.
Right.
One of our fans is named Chris Starr.
That's right.
In fact, we saw him,
Shout out to you, Chris.
The night after, what was it, TakeOver?
It was.
The night after TakeOver. Well,
the night of TakeOver.
These choppers did look, you know, kind of, they look. They
one
didn't
of the
look,
guy with like Big Cass.
Right, they didn't look jobbery.
Like an old version of Big Cass.
Well, Nigel McGuinness called him JBL. Because
according
to him, he looks like a young JBL.
Yeah.
And then during the match, he's like, here comes JBL! It's like, wait, what?
Off the top rope? That's right.
This got weird.
Yeah.
Right.
Of course, the Street Profits get the W. After Montez Ford hits his splash off the top rope.
Yep.
And then after the match, Dawkins and Ford run into the crowd and cut a promo on the Authors of Pain, Sanity, and the Undisputed Era. But they keep talking over each other during the promo, so it's hard to really understand exactly what they're saying. But at the end, basically, they say that, you know, in 2017, we came, we saw, and in 2018, we conquer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I cannot see them beating any of those tag teams. Can you?
No.
I still can't see them beating Tino and Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss.
But they did.
That's not
all
again.
They beat. They beaten jobbers.
Like, I can see them beating those guys.
Like six tag team jobbers and then Riddick and Moss.
They're not going to take the belts from Undisputed Era. They just got them.
Oh, no, no,
that's
no,
not
no,
going to
no.
happen.
No.
Well, it's 2018. They said 2018. It could be the end of 2018. You know, well, it took a while.
Once all the other tag teams are gone.
Once
it's me and a bunch of jobbers remaining.
It'll be just them, and then TM61 will return.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And
where
we can
are
beat
those
TM61.
Guys?
TM61. Probably not.
When TN61 comes back, those guys are going to get pushed as shit.
No, they're not.
Shit.
No, they weren't pushed in the first place.
They were, do you remember the match they had with the Authors of Pain, right?
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Who won that match?
Well, the authors of pain.
That's all we're talking about.
That's unfair.
We're only talking about winning. Yeah. Everybody beats authors of pain now.
But if you go by the WWE's rules, if you do really, really well, that still counts as a win.
That's the main roster. No. That's the main roster stuff. That's not NXT. You got to differentiate the two. I don't know. I can't see them beating any of these teams. I mean, maybe they do, but if they did, it would look bad.
I can see them at TakeOver fighting for the titles, but losing.
Oh, no, I don't think I could see that. No.
Who is the tag team contenders then? The only ones talking about it.
Well, it looks like Authors of Pain are going to get a match.
Sanity. Well, the top three, Sanity, Authors of Pain, and...
But another 12-way.
Angelo Dawkins looks so confused when he's holding the microphone.
Right.
Like, it looks like he was reading a cue card from the crowd, like he was on SNL or something. But I doubt they had cue cards in the crowd, and he was just like, at 2018, we conquer. It was almost like Kurt Angle-ish, like reading a text message, but...
Yeah, Angelo Dawkins, he's not... Montez Ford, natural
Montez
on the
Ford
mic,
is
he's
confident.
Fine, he's fine.
Right. But at the same time, he's talking over Dawkins, and it's just like, you know,
He has way too much energy.
Well, that's what the people that like Street Profits, that's why they like the Street Profits, because
of their energy.
Ford is full of energy and he's dancing around and being stupid.
I guess. He'd make a perfect tag team partner with Face Sami Zayn.
Face Sami Zayn?
Dancing around?
God. Yeah. Face Sami Zayn.
No.
Anyway, so up we have Ember Moon versus Sonya Deville.
Oh, that's my picture.
For the NXT Women's Championship.
So Boo
Deville
this
is on the main
match.
Roster, though.
Boo.
She is.
Can you see the camera on your side?
Sure.
Can you see? Is that right in
there? Yeah,
yeah.
That's Ember Moon with her tongue out.
Who is this? Who's their target audience for Ember Moon?
Kiss.
She's a vampire, like an ugly vampire. Who wants to see an ugly vampire? Like, show of hands.
I mean, I liked Gangrel.
True. That's not a vampire.
Can you insert crickets?
I don't understand.
Actually, I didn't really like Gangrel. But his pornos are fantastic.
Are they trying? Are they trying?
He's a porn director.
Yes. Are they trying to bring on women wrestling fans with the women's movement?
Yeah.
Or are they trying to have men enjoy the women wrestling?
Well, I think both. But I think it's mostly, you know, especially with Bayley, with the little girls that. You know, Bayley's like the little girl's John Cena, you know?
Yeah.
She's the only one, though.
I'm with Joe.
I think it's more
creepy.
For men to enjoy or to get
behind
the women.
They've gone away from straight, like, TNA.
Peyton Royce and, like,
very
Mandy Rose.
HLA.
Right. Peyton Royce and, like, Mandy Rose, that's for the guys.
Right.
Although, a lot, the hardcore fans don't like them because they can't wrestle well. I mean, especially Mandy Rose, but,
right.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So
this match happened, even though the whole world knew who would win it.
Of course. It was a good match, nothing special. Ember was never in trouble.
Never.
Of, like, losing.
No right. close
like,
counts.
Like, Sonya got, there were no close counts. I'm surprised they didn't let Sonya,
at least
do more.
Look like, hit a finisher on your way out. This is her last NXT match, right? For the most part.
I guess, although one of the announcers said that she has a bright future in NXT and Raw. I was confused about that.
Makes
like,
no sense.
She's a free agent.
Maybe it was a mistake, but if it was, you could edit that mistake. You know, it's not a live show.
Right, that's true. Juan Carlos Stanton has a great future with the Yankees and with the Brooklyn 69ers.
Uh-huh. Eclipse, pin, retain. After the match, though, Kairi Sane comes out to the ramp and... She looks at Ember through her pirate telescope.
No,
I can't say without laughing.
She's literally like.
Now, I will say this. She wasn't wearing her usual bullshit.
Right.
And the outfit she had on was
hot.
Awesome. Yeah, it was very hot.
She was very hot.
Yes.
Stop with the pirate shit and let her come out like this.
It's just,
you can even add a robe for her walk-up.
How can you take her seriously? I'm looking at your title. Okay, you're going to beat me.
She's searching for the title by looking through the telescope.
I think she found it. It seems
like
she
found it. I mean, though, at 13, she would be the youngest ever women's NXT champion. So.
We can't say she's hot and then also say she's 13. That's not going to work.
Oh.
Man, when she turns legal, she's going to be really hot.
In only 5 more years.
That's not creepy at all. So, she comes out. She looks at her pirate telescope and then signals for the belt. But then Shayna Baszler comes from behind.
Who?
Out of nowhere.
She's, basically the new China.
Yeah.
Like if JR was doing commentary, he'd be like, is that a woman? You know. Although JR did the Mae Young Classic, which Shayna Baszler was in. So maybe he said that. No, I doubt it. So she comes from behind. She puts Kairi Sane in a sleeper hold. It really just looked like just Samoa like Joe's Samoa thing. Joe's Coquina Clutch.
Right.
Because she took her to the ground and wrapped her legs around her. And then we go backstage, and Christy St. Cloud asks Ember Moon what she thought about what just happened. And Ember said, if Kairi Sane or Shayna Baszler really want to make a statement, they need to step in the ring next time.
Yeah.
And she's not wrong. By the way, Ember Moon did nothing while Shayna Baszler choked out.
Just Kairi sat and watched.
Sane. I like that.
She kind of just
why
stood
would
there
she do anything?
It was like,
but she's
she best friends with Kairi Sane.
But she's kind of like, she's kind of smiling too. Like, yeah, yeah.
Creepy.
I don't know. It was weird.
I wouldn't get in.
Now,
look, I'm from New York. You don't get involved.
You don't get involved.
Whatever's going over there is not everything to do with me. I'm not gonna get involved. I'm not gonna be the hero. All
right.
Now
she's wrestling her. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
Tell me this, because y'all guys both lived through the China era,
yeah.
And I watched Shayna Baszler as a professional MMA fighter.
Uh-huh. You did?
I did.
You've
I watched
seen
some
her
of those
MMA
matches.
Fights.
I've
before
saw her.
She was signed by NXT.
Yes, huh. I've watched her before. She's fought.
Okay,
she's all not right, that bad. Ahead. Anyways, my point is, did China ever wear much makeup?
Sure.
Yes, she did. No. At first, when she first debuted, it was is that a woman for like the first few years. Then, remember, she got injured, went away. She got plastic surgery on her face and boobs.
Mm.
And then she
and
came
then she
back.
She got really thin.
And they
really
marketed thin. Her as, like, this beauty that was like, all right, let's not go that far. But, like, no, then she wear a ton of makeup.
Yeah.
And they marketed her as, like, wow, what a beautiful woman.
Well.
And she was way hotter than she used. Like, she was a man before.
Yes.
And she was a woman now, but still it was China.
Yeah. Well, my whole point was my whole point was, in MMA, she was a legit badass. She was a good fighter. But she looks so goofy
what
with the wrestling.
What did she only
fight,
like Bellator?
No, she fought on Strikeforce and the other MMA fighting company whatever. That the UFC yeah. owns.
Okay. Oh, can't so remember. She fought for yeah. UFC?
The one that UFC
the one,
owns.
The minor league.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was still pretty good. But,
anyway,
but,
so yeah, whatever.
No,
well, how does
no,
she look
but,
stupid?
No, it's just she looks really goofy with the makeup. I don't know. I would think like a legit badass fighter.
I didn't really
know. Why do you wear the
makeup? Well, Sonya Deville wears yeah, tons of makeup when she comes out.
That and it frustrates me too. I don't know. Chicks like that, I don't understand why they would wear makeup right. to the ring. It looks kind of funny for
opinion
their
noted.
Gimmick or whatever.
It's been noted.
Why didn't
I'm just curious.
What does she have glitter on?
No, she had like really, really like they were like super, super purple eyes. And,
oh,
all
right. Yeah. I just noticed the mouthpiece or the mouth guard. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, that's ugly.
I don't
know. I thought they wanted her to look scary. She looked scary enough to me.
She looked scary.
With the clothes and everything.
Yeah, fair. I don't know. This is just a nitpick, I guess. Maybe I'm alone in this, apparently.
Well, I wasn't looking at her eyes, but all right.
I look at these things, Andrew.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I get frustrated.
Wait, are you attracted to her, too, like Nia Jax?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I was attracted
oh,
to
not
China.
Her. No.
I was attracted to China, though. China. I thought
this
China
was
very
way
attractive.
Hotter than China. Ever
what?
Was.
No, I don't
Josh,
think so.
I don't know what you are.
It's all a matter of degrees. Neither of them are hot, but, you know.
Degrees.
So anyways, next up we go outside the arena where we see Paul Ellering cutting a promo as his Authors of Pain growl behind him.
Yeah.
They
couple,
were.
A couple of pit bulls.
They were like, arr. And at first they had their backs towards the camera, which is very old school wrestling, which makes me think like Paul Ellering told them to do that because that's like 80s wrestling. You know, like everyone has their backs turned until it's their time to talk. Now, of course, the
they
Authors of
talk.
Pain never talked.
Give me, blah, blah, blah.
But they did,
well, let me tell you something, yeah. me, Gene.
But they did turn around to growl. And they did. It was growling. It was. Arr, arr, arr. So silly.
Hey, how can they not speak? Do you think they speak English?
I don't yes. know. We've never seen it.
Never.
No, in the ring, they're you know,
they
they're
still
speaking
speak
their
languages, native language.
Which yeah, both of them speak different languages, right. yet they're communicating to each other in
those
languages.
Telepathically.
No, yeah. it's their own language. They've come up with their own language.
So basically, Ellering says that Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly are on borrowed time. I don't really know why the Authors of Pain are still in NXT at this point.
Right.
If it's just that they're green, fine, but I mean, their matches are basically like everyone else carries them through the match anyway. So
right. it's not going to change in WWE.
And they're not, as far as I know, they're not. Well, they did injure one jobber a few months ago. I remember that.
But oh, yeah, with it. The concussion. So
I don't think
or whatever.
Do you think they're green when they wrestle? I think they're fine. War Games proved they can hang. Go.
Well, they just don't do much other
right,
than.
Right, they're carried by everyone else.
Right, they but allow so other
is,
people to
so
do things
Ryback,
to them.
So was Ryback when Ryback was on the main roster
whoa,
his whole time.
Whoa, whoa, you hold your fucking mouth, buddy. Ryback was amazing in his time. All right, calm down. Calm
We're
down.
Still back on that.
Relax.
Don't
relax.
Make me break your computer.
Relax, everybody. Okay. Jesus.
All right. All right. So now it's time for the main event. There are three matches in NXT, and they all took up the whole show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there wasn't many backstage segments this
no,
week.
No, it was only two.
Yeah.
Only two.
Long matches.
So we have Killian Dain.
Yep.
Versus Johnny Gargano.
Yep.
Versus Lars Sullivan.
Yep.
But which, by the way, they removed the woman getting raped at the beginning of Sullivan's entrance music. The, they got rid of it.
Yeah.
See, it does make you think that they do listen to the podcast.
I know, really. Right? It's like anytime we say anything, they change it. Especially with the reporter segment. As soon as we bitch about how stupid the reporters are, the reporters start asking follow-up questions. But all right.
Look, we just want fucking credit.
First of all, what ever happened to the Velveteen Dream?
They said he got
they
injured.
They said he's been injured.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah.
I think Aleister Black could be the next CM Punk. Because he's actually very athletic for a big guy.
But okay, I've heard that comparison ever since they signed Aleister Black. By the way, yes, Aleister Black, fourth competitor. But he's not like a promo guy like CM Punk is.
Well, no. We don't know that yet. Yeah, he's only cut one.
We heard that one promo. And
it was just
bad.
One, true.
It was bad.
Right.
And he did say Aleister Black at after TakeOver.
You mean Velveteen Dream?
Oh, Velveteen Dream. Live in infamy. There you go. He said two things.
Line.
Two things.
So what do you mean by the CM Punk thing? You mean in popularity?
I he looks like him. Obviously, he has tattoos everywhere.
Yeah.
And his attitude, the same kind of attitude when Punk was like kind of the first heel wave.
Yeah.
And then he can actually wrestle. This guy's
he's
good.
He's very good.
So here's my prediction.
Uh-huh.
He shows up at the Rumble.
I think that's a good
back.
Prediction, especially because he didn't win this match, which was interesting. But yeah, so mid-match, Sullivan tries, and there was a lot of good stuff in this match, so I have a lot of notes here. But Sullivan tries to powerbomb Gargano through the announce table, and that's when, Ronaldo's like, let's get out of here, and, runs away.
Oh, no, I do think that was a legit, like, get the fuck out of there, because Watson was trying to still get his stuff out of there.
Yeah. Did someone say, like, leave the computers? Fuck the computers!
It,
I don't know.
It was something like that, yeah.
So
he tries
to powerbomb Gargano, but Johnny Wrestling gets out of it. He climbs on the little scaffolding thing that they have.
Right.
And then he and Black get Sullivan to lay on the table. Killian Dain then jumps from the stage and splashes Sullivan through the announce table. That was a good leap by
really
that big
good.
Guy.
He's a real
he
MVP in that match.
Just barely didn't make it.
Yeah.
But he still got through the table.
Good, close enough.
Oh,
close enough.
That must have been how he fucked up his elbow.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, he was.
Why?
Couple of them
he
are
was
bleeding.
Selling his elbow? Or
no,
was
he was
bleeding.
He was bleeding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I noticed the blood.
Lars was bleeding like over here somewhere.
No.
Yeah. So, they're both knocked out. And then we have Gargano and Black ending up in the ring. And they had a great back and forth for a few
really
minutes.
Did.
And that right there, it was like, I want to see that one-on-one match someday.
Yeah.
I need, we need to see that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Gargano gets Black in the Gargano escape. And but then Killian Dain gets back in the ring and hits both of them with a senton bomb, breaking up the submission. Gargano and Black would end up teaming up again to powerbomb Killian Dain off the top rope. But then by now, Sullivan wakes up from his table nap, and he gets in the ring and cleans house. We then have Sullivan and Dain in the ring, but not for long.
Right.
As Aleister Black gets back in, and that's where Aleister Black really kicks ass and shows off. He hits Sullivan with the black mask, goes for the pin, but then Fish and O'Reilly run out.
Those motherfuckers.
And they pull Aleister out of the ring. Those sons of bitches. Adam Cole then attacks Aleister outside the ring and leaves Black laid out. Gargano dives on Cole. Sullivan charges at Gargano but hits the steel steps. Dain tries to powerbomb Gargano, but Johnny turns into a Hurricane Rana and throws Dain into Sullivan.
Yep.
Gargano then gets on the apron and hits his slingshot DDT on Aleister Black and pins him to become the number one contender.
One, yes. Two, three.
Obviously, this was spoiled for me like a month ago and I knew Gargano was going to win.
I did not.
I thought Aleister was kicking out of that.
I thought
I was like,
so,
well,
too.
He doesn't win like this.
I thought so, too. I did not know the ending, and I was like, no way that
so
they give him a pin.
Who
would
you
no
think
way.
Was going to win, Aleister?
I thought Aleister, 100%.
That's who I would. I think that's what I would pick if I didn't know Gargano was, going to win. But, yeah. But
did
no,
you,
how
did
many
you
times,
know, Joe?
I did know before I watched it.
Wow.
But I think Alistair, I mean, this is one of those times when you're like, that's why I think Alistair, they're going to just rush him to the main roster. Because if he wins this, he could have beaten, what's his name?
Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah, Almas. For the belt, and then drop it at Mania, and then go right to the main roster the next night. But since they're not doing that, then I think maybe Gargano, maybe he wins.
Well, my whole thing
is, he wins the title, like you said. We talked about.
I mean, I would love. Look, I think it's very, very obvious. Or you know, I think there's a very high chance. The whole reason for this is that Ciampa comes back and costs Gargano again. But I would much prefer it if Gargano wins. And then he holds up the NXT title, and then Ciampa attacks him from behind. And they fight at TakeOver Philly for the championship. That would make it that much better.
Wait, when is the championship match? When is Gargano's championship match?
TakeOver Philly.
You mean they're going to fight at Rumble? You mean they're going to fight at WrestleMania?
That's what you meant. Yeah, yeah.
I said TakeOver
Philly.
TakeOver New Orleans.
New Orleans,
yeah,
wherever.
It's okay. We understand.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that would be great. I'd like to see him win it.
Yeah,
and then
too.
Fight Gargano.
But if I had to bet on it, I'd say that Ciampa interferes and costs him the match.
Yeah.
You know?
More not more logical, more likely, the more interesting is the one that you laid out. But yeah. I never understood. Okay, so if we're agreeing that Aleister Black is probably likely for the main roster very quickly.
Well, so he's obviously,
what was the point of him defeating all of the new era?
He's beaten all of them in
singles
matches.
All of them,
one. To give him a catapult to the main roster.
Well, so I guess he's going to fight Adam Cole again at TakeOver Philly.
Baby.
I guess.
They're setting it up for that, so another match.
So he loses to Cole, and then he leaves on his back like everybody else.
That's interesting. It's just before that, it's just they were pushing this guy to
right.
The sky.
Right.
But he can,
he's
can
your
lose,
next face champion.
He can lose to Cole on Saturday and give Cole a push and come out at the Rumble, and then no one will even give a shit that he lost to Cole.
Well, right, yeah.
I don't know. He hasn't lost yet, and it feels like it's one of those Asuka things.
Well, he got
pinned.
He's
never
this
lost.
Is a loss. He got pinned. Now, it took three guys to beat him up outside the ring to do it.
Right.
So you keep him strong. You keep him looking good.
Right. One of
but
our
still lost.
One of our fans, because I tweeted out, like, I can't believe Aleister Black was pinned. They're like, oh, well, everyone hit his finisher on him. It counts. So I was like, still.
Well, going into this match, thought
he's supposed to be the strongest guy there.
Going into this match, knowing Gargano was winning, I was like, I guess Killian Dane's taking the fall here.
Right. I thought that would be the most logical guy. Killian Dane get pinned by Aleister Black.
But
that was in my mind.
Gargano pinned him after the slingshot DDT, which how many times have we said that should be his finisher?
Right.
Because he's done that so many times, people kick out of it this time.
And he does it amazingly, worked. And so many people sell it so well.
Yeah. And I think the only reason it did work is because he got beat up, Aleister got beat up on the outside.
Right.
So I'm not sure that really is his finisher.
I understand. But it was a great match. I don't really understand where they're going with it. Does this mean that Velveteen Dream was going to win?
What do you mean? Was going to win?
Because Velveteen Dream was or Gargano was the one that replaced Velveteen Dream.
No, I think I'm not sure Velveteen's actually injured. They set that up because Gargano was a surprise entrant.
Right.
Come on.
If they
wanted Gargano win, he would have been in the beginning.
Right.
They did this to make it more interesting.
Velveteen
Dream's probably really not injured, or if he is, it's a minor injury. They knew it beforehand and said, "Yeah, he's in the tournament. No, he's replaced." Because remember, they didn't say he's in the tournament. And then, in a couple weeks, the tournament will start. No, it was Velveteen Dream was in the tournament, but he got replaced.
Right,
it was, the same exact time. It was like you had a surprise for your surprise, which made no sense. We talked about it at the time.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, I guess that makes it doesn't make any sense, but I understand.
Not really, but yeah. So, yeah, we'll see.
WWE.
I wonder if Killian Dane will fight Lars at TakeOver.
Probably.
Well, that would be interesting.
And Lars will go over. That's a guy I'd like to see come out for the Rumble. Lars Sullivan and have a moment with Strowman. Obviously, Strowman's still taller than him, but still. Yeah, but still.
He's monster.
He's kind of like, well, no. I just Ronaldo'd myself. I was like, Lars Sullivan is like King Kong, and Strowman's like Godzilla. He's taller, but... Oh my God, it's like King Kong versus Godzilla!
That would be the call. Oh my God, look at King Kong and Godzilla. They're meeting in the ring.
These two giant animals are about to rampage in the ring.
See this fight before the movie comes out. And then if it's Sullivan and Killian Dane, they're kind of both King Kong. So he's like, it's King Kong versus King Kong! It's King Kong now versus King Kong at 85! Or 64, whatever, which one you pick!
You hear what he did say when Lars is about to pin who? Gargano for the win? That's the one where Killian Dane broke it up?
He's going to... Oh. No. Alistair was going to...
No, Lars. Lars is about to have a pin for the win. Okay. Yeah, he did a big move on Gargano.
Okay.
And he's about to win. Yeah, and then he goes, it's like Infinity Wars, except... And then Killian Dane interrupts it because he breaks up the pin. So it was like, it's like Infinity Wars, only the... Oh, and he breaks up the pin. I'm like, yes, thank you, Killian. Wow.
Don't finish.
He didn't let him finish the statement.
What would the end of that be?
Right.
It's like Infinity Wars meets... I don't know. I can't even think what the fuck he would have said there.
Talk about your Infinity Wars. Talk about
the kids. All they're talking about is Infinity Wars. Make sure to mention it. fuck you, Ronaldo.
There's probably King Kong in there somewhere.
Right. It's like if King Kong was in the Avengers.
I don't know. So yeah.
God awful.
Yeah. I kind of tuned Ronaldo out for this whole show. So.
Like literally.
It's getting easier and easier to do. I'll say that.
Yeah. It's like with Michael Cole. I hear him once in a while when he fucking says the same thing Cena says right after.
Right.
It's the first time we've been live on Raw on Christmas. And then Cole goes, it's the first time Raw's live on Christmas. He just said that, you cunt. You stupid fuck. What? Oh, you stupid asshole. Anyways, let's give some awards for NXT. Who is your worst dressed?
Killian Dane.
I have the ugly vampire.
Okay. Yeah, I have Killian Dane as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's a caveman. He's dressed like he's supposed to be dressed.
Killian Dane?
Yeah.
No, he's
a caveman. His whole gimmick.
That back hair. So hairy.
It's really gross.
Just wear pants. Braun Strowman wears a shirt and pants. And first of all, Braun Strowman has an awesome body. He's actually got like a fucking six pack. So really, he doesn't need to wear a shirt. But that's what you do. And Samoa Joe doesn't wear a shirt because Samoa Joe shaves. Killian Dane does not shave. He's got all that hair. The back hair is gross.
Right. No, he's an ugly man.
He's pale as shit.
I got you.
He's got huge pink nips.
Speaking of nipples,
pink nips.
Montez Ford has some really strange nipples. Very strange. I'm just saying.
Well, you see, the difference here is Killian Dane's pink nipples come right at you. Montez Ford's kind of blends in with his skin, and
they just look like plates on his chest. I don't know. It's very strange.
You really got to focus
very
in
strange.
There and find those.
Gosh, I agree.
That was weird.
I agree.
All right,
I'm a details guy. I like Kyrie Singh.
It has to be her. Yeah. Who else could it be?
Sweep it!
She was the bomb.com.
She finally wore an awesome outfit for
right.
once. You know?
She didn't have the pirate hat on. It was great.
No. Just toss the telescope. No more steering wheel. That's not happening.
Worst moment has got to be the promo by the... Street Profits.
Of course.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah.
You're not taking over shit, and if you do, God help us all.
Right.
And best moments?
Gargano,
because it was a surprise to me. It was a surprise to me. I 100% thought Aleister Black was winning.
Every time he has a match, I say the same thing, and I say it on here. He's one of the best storytellers, maybe the best storyteller in the ring in WWE right now. Mm-hmm. When he's just so emotional, he's just like he just makes you so emotionally invested. You root for him. Like when he hit the hurt, when he was going to get powerbombed by Killian Dane, he turns into a Hurricane Rana. He even does so much as to look behind him and be like, oh, I got a Hurricane Rana him into, Sullivan. And then he does. It's just.
But tell me this, because y'all guys live through Daniel Bryan, right? I never got to see him.
Yeah.
Does he kind of remind you of Daniel Bryan a little bit?
Well, he's a small underdog.
Right. Like an underdog kind of guy that I kind of root for and I want him to do well, it's even weird, though he gets beat all the fucking time.
Really. Like, no. It's kind of weird.
It's just an underdog. That's it. Okay. Just in an underdog way, that's it. But yeah. Mm. I mean, Gargano still has shitty entrance music.
Very bad.
And he doesn't have a chant that the fans will do for the rest of eternity.
No.
And it's also not a chant that Stephanie won't steal and then tell the audience to do it when they're patting themselves on the back.
If there's any time for a DIY chant, the time... Oh, it's not DIY. What is this gimmick again?
Did they ever say... do it yourself.
No.
No.
Do it yourself.
No, that would have been a good chant, though.
They've chanted DIY when they were a tag team, but, you know, that's it.
And then they chanted Why Chompa Why.
Why Chompa Why.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's when you were...
I can't wait for that chant to come back.
That's when you had buckets of tears in my house when that happened.
No, seriously, that legit threw me that day.
I'm looking at some past NXT champions, like, Gargano could totally win that title.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sure, Neville was, yeah.
Bo Dallas, Sami Zayn, he could totally win that title.
Yeah. No, he could, for sure.
Yeah.
And then go to 205 Live.
And get buried for eternity.
I'm just trying to be realistic. I'm not getting my hopes up.
Come on. You know you want the Gargano versus Drew Gulak feud. You know you want that.
I'll take Gargano versus Enzo. I want to see
Gulak versus Enzo, but they're not giving it to us. Fucking idiots.
Gulak, I think, is fucking amazing. I love Gulak.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's great. He's way too good for 205
Live. He is.
Right. He has a ton of personality.
They need to cancel 205 Live and just have the Cruiserweights on Raw. Oh, wait. They're already on Raw. Oh, and the championship match is on Raw. What's the point of 205 Live? There is none. Let's move on.
Filler.
Things we talk about.
This is
the Josh segment.
You did move on pretty quickly.
This is the Josh segment.
All right. So now I want to kind of pick y'all's brains. How do y'all think that Nia is going to get involved in the Enzo match?
Oh, she'll just help him win. I said that weeks
ago. So do you think that she comes out and, like, you know, just gives a Samoa drop to Cedric Alexander
something like that?
Huh. But if she inter... Well, I guess it would be a DQ and he would win. Yeah.
I just figured it would be like Gulak and he somehow...
I figured one of them. I'm just curious.
I replied to one of... Like, because Nia Jax was like, I will win the Women's Royal Rumble. And I replied to her. I was like, no, you're not. You're gonna help Enzo retain his title.
And she was like, oh, shit, that's right. I will.
Yeah. And then they'll have a live sex celebration. Edge and Lita.
That would make me sad.
And it'll be so hot.
That would
make me very sad. It'll get interrupted by Flair. Who's like, I'm just here to stop this because it's terrible. I don't want to see it. Bring back Edge and Lita because I want a piece of that ass.
So, because
I want another piece of that ass.
So the WWE, I don't think they like fully announced the U.S. Championship tournament. Do y'all know?
No, it got released on Twitter.
Unless it was fan-made.
Okay.
No, they tweeted it out.
Do y'all know it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if it's been... Y'all didn't share it on the podcast.
I think it's very interesting.
No, because it would happen the night after we recorded.
Right, okay.
A couple hours after
I think we should share it. Okay.
Let's talk about it.
So they have Bobby Roode, of course, Baron Corbin. Ty Dillinger and Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
On the other side.
Xavier Woods and Aiden English, and then Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley.
So
these are your top. These are your top guys. Go on.
Well, I mean, you're all like jumping on the mic to talk about that.
Sorry.
What are we?
Go ahead. I'm just saying we're all very passionate about this horrible bracket. Go ahead, Joe.
Here's what I like about the bracket. Xavier Woods. They haven't really talked about it. They didn't give him a singles push. Why would he be in it? Why would he be in it over either one of his partners?
Yeah.
But he's the young upstart. I've always said he should turn on the other two because I think he'd be amazing.
Well, he trained the stable. He should destroy it like Rollins did, right?
I think he'd be great. I really want to push Xavier Woods. I'm excited about rooting for him as a singles wrestler.
Again, they might never break up because just like Cena merch, New Day merch.
So you're not going to have, on these tournaments, it almost always works out where a heel faces a face every single round.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So means we already know that Mojo's beaten Zach, which we probably knew that without even looking at the bracket.
100%.
And then you've got Xavier Woods is probably going to beat Aiden English.
Now, hold on. Aiden English, not Rusev. Not Rusev.
Right.
Aiden English.
Right.
Rusev's going to be out there in his corner for that match.
Yeah.
It's Rusev Day.
And he's a two-time U.S. champion.
Yeah.
He's the perfect guy to put in this tournament.
Now, Xavier Woods said that he found out he was in the tournament from the WWE's tweeting that bracket. He didn't know until he saw that tweet.
Come on.
I feel like that's probably real life.
I feel like that's true.
Oh, that's real.
Which
life
means
imitating art.
He'll lose to Jinder.
Yeah.
And Rude will beat Mojo, and then Rude will beat Jinder. That's what I think.
Well, you know who the who's going to win overall, right?
Who?
It's going to be Mojo.
Yeah,
Mojo's going to win.
That was my fear.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Andrew, you Mojo said wins. You or Eric said.
What's the point on turning him if he's not going
to
win?
Hold on, Baron Corbin's going to interfere in the Rude match to make him lose,
probably,
which will put Mojo over. Then you might have Mojo versus Woods and have Mojo beat Woods in the final.
I meant in the final match.
Oh,
I think Rude beats Mojo. I think maybe Ryder distracts Mojo in that one. I don't know. I think it'll be Rude Mahal, and then I think maybe Corbin will cost Rude there.
And then Mahal is U.S. champion?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Don't put that
in. Look, I would be fine.
Hate what you. I want.
I would be fine with Jinder Mahal being U.S. champion. I love Jinder. I think he'd be great.
Well, the thing is,
especially the anti-American stuff.
I think it's Mojo or Rude. That's who I think it is.
Mm.
It's Mojo getting that huge push.
Yep.
Or it's Rude finally getting his title and singles title.
I really do think it's going to be Mojo.
But again, I think, and I'm thinking about how.
Although it should be Rusev.
I'm thinking about how WWE looks at this. If Mahal doesn't win this title, what does he do after this? And why do the Singh brothers continue to hype him if he's not a champion? You know what I mean? It's like,
did you win the main belt with all the history behind it? Then you win the U.S. again. Yeah. We're doing this
just
shit.
Just like AJ Styles and
John
Kevin
Cena
Owens
and everybody.
Everyone ever.
Mm.
So that's how it works now. You win the big one first, and then you drop down.
It's okay. Hate it.
Yes.
All right. Well, we talked about that. Go on.
I have one thing.
Oh. Well, Andrew's bringing
Ty Dillinger,
the
last few live shows, has been acting as a heel.
In what way?
He cheap shot. He had a match against Sin Cara, and he cheap shot him before the match. And
is he the one that threw the water bottle?
It's fucked up. And that was Kalisto. That was Kalisto.
Oh, shit.
Which makes you racist against your own people.
They're mask racist.
Wait, you can't tell the difference between their face. I mean, their masks. You can't tell the difference. Mask.
No,
mask.
I know.
I cannot.
One it's has awful. A mouth. The other one is canny. Canny. But no, he's been jobbing to Sin Cara. Someone tweeted me he lost to Sin Cara in 3 minutes. So maybe Ty Dillinger will turn heel and then job to Sin Cara on TV.
So he comes out at number 11 instead of number 10 at the Rumble.
Number 11, yeah. The perfect 11.
The perfect 11.
They don't get it.
No.
So this is the last thing I have for things we talk about.
Things I would do in the WWE. I would straight out release Jinder. Good luck. Thank you for the little run that you had. And I would put Ty Dillinger in the Jinder Mahal spot as an up-and-coming heel.
Oh, with the Singh brothers?
Sure. Seriously, give a shit.
The perfect 10!
Be amazing. Be amazing. Let Jinder go into nothingness, and then you have Ty Dillinger as the new Mahal.
Ouch.
That'd be hilarious,
Ouch.
I stole his gimmick.
So this is the last thing I have for things we talk about. You know, the WWE does all their best of lists and everything. They released the top 10 most underrated matches of 2017.
Whatever that means.
WWE released them?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Do it from the bottom.
Do it from the bottom to the top. All right. So we have Johnny Gargano versus
number 10.
Johnny Gargano versus Cien Almas at TakeOver Brooklyn 2,
whoa,
3.
Underrated.
That's what they said.
That was the best match of TakeOver. It was a great match.
All right.
Number 9, Neville versus Jack Gallagher at Fastlane.
I don't know.
Number 8, Alexa Bliss versus Mickey James, TLC.
Right. Underrated,
really
sure.
That one.
Okay. Sure.
Number 7, Women's Money in the Bank match from SmackDown.
Nope. Overrated.
That shouldn't even
overrated,
be on the list.
Anything.
I would say unrated.
Unrated. They couldn't lift the ladder. Half of them could not pick up a ladder. Give me a fucking break.
Then we have Randy Orton versus Luke Harper from Elimination Chamber.
No.
What? I don't even remember that match.
I don't remember it.
They had a singles match at the Elimination Chamber?
Dolph Ziggler versus Shinsuke Nakamura from SmackDown, a random SmackDown match.
But underrated.
Number 4, Pete Dunne versus Mark Andrews from the UK tournament.
Nope.
I don't remember that. Number 3,
no,
Kairi Sane versus Bianca Belair from the Mae Young Classic.
We're getting
close.
No,
number 2, Enzo Amore versus Kalisto, lumberjack match on Raw.
So underrated.
And then number 1.
This better be something that was actually underrated. Yeah. Hold on. It's got to be like AJ Styles.
No.
Hold on. Try to guess. Go back and forth. Guess.
Oh, my God. Braun Strowman and Big Show?
There is a Braun Strowman in it.
All right.
Sami Zayn versus Braun Strowman last standing match. That's the number one most underrated match.
Oh, that's when he begged Mick to go out there?
Well, no, their Daniel? No, it was like their third match. He begged Mick Foley.
Right.
Because the first match they had when he begged Mick Foley was a 5-minute time limit or some bullshit.
Right.
Like that.
If you can survive longer than 5 minutes.
You survived, so last man standing match.
Right.
Whoa, you went here to here.
Yeah.
I don't really remember it.
Well, because it's underrated.
Yeah, okay. Underrated.
You'll have to go back and watch it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. But I thought the women's Money in the Bank match was the one that stood out the most. That might have been one of the worst matches of the year, to be honest.
Who beat Braun Strowman? Kalisto?
Kalisto. That the
was underrated.
Match. Because,
that was underrated.
Because Braun Strowman, his two legs were in the dumpster, making that 1/4 of his body was in the dumpster. Ring the bell! 1/4 of his body was in the dumpster.
It's over.
Yeah. Again, back in the day, you had to close the dumpster.
Or the
that's all. I was like, he can't lose.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he can't lose. He doesn't even fit in the dumpster.
You have to be injured enough to be dead.
I just remember how much Braun Strowman destroyed Kalisto afterwards when he sent him off that 2-foot cliff.
Yeah.
Which is like 10 feet to Kalisto.
Yeah, it's like throwing an ant off this table.
Oh, that was such a terrible match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so on to fan questions then?
Sure, why not? I don't have anything else, Joe.
No.
Joe says
do
go.
No. Nick Wyman, what are your best and worst moments of 2017 in wrestling?
You know what?
So,
wow. I guess this is the last show before the new year, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought Samoa Joe debuting, I thought that was pretty good.
Ooh,
coming out and choking Seth Rollins. That was pretty good.
I
think the best one overall, or maybe worst in my opinion, because it broke my heart, was the split up.
The Festival of Friendship.
That too, but I meant the one between Gargano. There was a couple good split ups this year.
Best moment. That got to be up there.
Festival or?
Are you saying best favorite moment? My favorite moment, when was the three-way
moments.
Tag? Was that this year?
Yeah.
An amazing match?
Yeah.
That's got to be my favorite moment because I was like, holy shit. Like that, that was on another level, that match.
It was great.
It was amazing. Everybody doing each other's finishers.
Well, I guess that superplex off the top rope onto everyone else outside the ring, that was amazing. The Hardy Boys returning.
Amazing.
That was good. That's my three is the Hardy Boys, the Festival of Friendship, just because that segment was done so well.
Right. That was a legit.
I wanted to buy that painting. I wanted that painting. It was so funny.
That was great.
And then three is when Strowman murdered Roman. I'm not finished with you. He kept beating him up. He fucking threw him off the thing when he's in the gurney and then flipped the ambulance. Even though flipping the ambulance was ridiculous, I just liked that
he
murdered Roman.
That'd be my worst moment, flipping the ambulance.
But just him destroying Roman. And then worst moment is easy for me.
Let me guess.
That's bad.
That's up there. But it was Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt in the House of Horrors match.
Oh God,
that's bad too.
I'd say the WrestleMania match was worse with the fucking maggots in the ring.
Yeah, that was.
That was even worse. But no, it's not. Those are all really bad. Those are all contenders.
Yeah,
probably top five. All of those.
Yeah.
Number one is Goldberg taking the Universal title from Kevin Owens.
You had to make me remember that. That was so sad. He was such a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit. He ruined everything. We could have had Jericho Owens for the Universal title at WrestleMania. And if you want, and that's what we all thought was going to happen. That's why I was like, that's why I thought Jericho had a good chance of winning the Rumble. Like, I won the Rumble. Now we're going to fight for the title. Right, friend?
Right.
Oh, you know, like, fuck you. And in Kevin Owens 24, the WWE 24 special on network, Kevin Owens said that was the plan. That they were going to go with Jericho Owens for the Universal title. And then at the last minute, they're like, no, Lesnar, Goldberg for the Universal title.
No. At the last minute, Vince said, no, we can't do this.
Yeah. Because if it's not for the Universal title, then they fear that, you know, they'll boo Goldberg and Lesnar at WrestleMania again.
Well, they booed Goldberg. And
they did.
Yeah, anyways, didn't matter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that was rough.
So, there you go, Nick.
Nick.
Adam Wilson, with pretty much all the big name people from NXT having gone to the main roster, like Samoa Joe, Bobby Roode, Asuka. Do you think NXT is lacking not only in star power, but in a decent roster in general?
No, I don't think so. Especially with this addition of Adam Cole,
Aleister Black, and the new stable. The Undisputed Era, I mean, I get the Velveteen Dream.
I get the star power thing, Sanity. But the roster is still very good and very talented. Good.
Right.
Better than SmackDown.
And they're really good at developing. Oh. Remember how much we hated Velveteen Dream?
Who does SmackDown really have that's a star? AJ Styles, Kevin Owens. Bobby Roode,
Sami Zayn.
But they're not making stars out of them. That's the other thing. Yeah. Nakamura, Bobby Roode are there. They're not making stars out of them.
Why
would Nakamura not be in the U.S. title like tournament?
Oh, another guy.
He's not American.
And Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal is.
He's Canadian.
Close enough!
Next question.
Jeez. Carl Johnson, Andrew, who deserves this privilege in life? Joe doing his Jesse the Mind impression in front of Jesse Ventura, Eric doing a Ronaldo impression in front of Ronaldo, or Josh doing his Roderick Strong impression in front of Roderick Strong?
Who deserves it on the wrestler side?
I don't know.
I think Joe's is the best.
I'd be afraid for Joe because Jesse might get offended.
Yeah, but you could take him, Joe. He's like 75 years old.
I think if you did that in front of Mr. Regal, I think if you did your impression in front of Roderick Strong, he might just be like, "Don't make fun of me." Or what would he say, Josh?
I don't talk like that.
Do I Willie Fong like that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then you could both cry in the Wayne together.
Oh. I tell my wife. Mm-hmm. My wife.
I'm going to tell Mr. Regal you made fun of me. And then Regal will give him a match.
Mr. Regal going to score you off property.
All right. Pop culture junkie, when will Carmella cash in Money in the Bank?
Never. Do they ever expire?
Yeah, you have a year.
Okay.
I think WrestleMania.
Will Carmella ever cash it in?
Oh, snap.
I think yes, and I think she does it successfully, too.
Yeah.
What about if she beats Asuka? Okay.
No.
Well, no, look. So Asuka is in the Rumble?
No. Yes.
Okay. I kind of feel like Asuka should be fighting Bliss. And then Asuka would beat Bliss, and then she would come over and pin Asuka.
Switch brands.
Why not? I think that would be amazing.
She's not going to do it. It's not going to happen to Asuka. You know Asuka's not losing.
That's true. Best laid plans.
Do you think in 2018 we will have women's Money in the Bank and Hell in a Cell matches?
Well, they already had a ladder match.
Yeah. We already had a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, but not this year. They skipped them this year because it was so bad the year before.
Really? That wasn't this year? That was 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Will they have an 18? Sure. I say yes.
I'm with Joe.
Both of them?
What is it? Oh, a ladder match? Oh, Money in the Bank. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, well,
I would say that even more so. Yeah,
more so for sure. Yeah.
Who was the person that asked?
I delete the tweets after.
Oh, Jesus, come on.
I mean, I take pictures of the tweets.
But stop deleting them. We might need them for future.
For the future.
We don't.
All right, go.
Okay. Well, my thing was, I'm giving this person a Little Caesars upgrade.
Oh,
do we think that there will be a women's elimination chamber this year?
No.
Ooh, no. Maybe.
Why not?
I'll say
why
yes.
not?
I'll say
if there's
yes.
any
well, when
time
is elimination chamber?
For a yes chance.
February.
Do you think by February they'll
or
have
February
a women's?
February or March.
All right.
Yes.
Josh says yes. I say no. Andrew says maybe.
I say maybe. There you go. Perfect.
Andrew didn't answer the question and said maybe.
I said yes. I'll say yes.
Andrew says yes. Much better.
Yes, chance.
I said yes, then maybe. I'll say yes.
All right. I'll go maybe.
We'll see. 51-49, yes. 51-49. Zatch Boogie, trivia for NXT podcast.
Good.
Which was not a past tag team in NXT?
Which was not?
Yes. Ty Dillinger and Jason Jordan.
Not.
No idea.
Sami Zayn and Tyson Kidd.
No idea.
Or Adrian Neville and Corey Graves.
The
first
Neville
one.
And Graves was.
The first one was not.
Okay.
I'll agree.
You're both wrong.
What?
The middle one?
It's Sami Zayn and Tyson Kidd.
Yeah. Really?
That seems like a
Jason
weird.
Jordan?
Neville and Graves were the
that was.
Were the champs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know about Ty Dillinger and Jason Jordan.
Damn, that sucks.
That seems weird.
Yeah,
because Ty pairing. Dillinger, because that was before we watched NXT, and Ty Dillinger was a heel.
Right.
Originally.
And Jason Jordan was too?
I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
That must have been for like the Dusty Rhodes Classic or something like that.
Must have been.
Which they did not do this year. They did not do a Dusty Rhodes Classic.
Really? That's right. They didn't do it.
Why? That was supposed to be every year.
Well, it was the last. Classics.
It was they did back it in to back and years. 16. Yeah, mm-hmm. But they didn't do it in 17. So will that come back next year?
No.
Interesting.
It's done.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
R.I.P. Dusty.
Hold on. There's a couple on Facebook. One second, let me pull these up.
R.I.P. Dusty. What's the best Dusty Rhodes match that I should go back and watch? Because I've never seen any of Dusty Rhodes matches.
You know,
Rhodes,
I mean, neither of I was too young.
Right.
Then he had feuds with Flair.
He did.
If I would go back, I'd watch that.
Did he ever fight Hulk Hogan?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe like when they're both old as hell in WCW. Mm. But I don't know.
Wow. Let's see. Jif, what New Year's resolutions did the WWE make for the next year?
Number one, find a way to push Jason Jordan more. Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Josh.
What is our New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
To pay off the Jason Jordan feud.
Uh-huh.
To give us Rude or Nakamura as a champion.
Rumble winners.
What?
Rumble winners.
Winners. Oh, that'd be great. Oh, my God. Be fucking amazing.
One of them needs the win.
So there's a couple things.
Desiree, sure. Pushfireberry Paige's, oh my goodness. Pushfireberry Paige's role in the sex tape, Brad Maddox's role in the sex tape, and Xavier Woods' role in the sex tape.
Oh, Lord. That's rough.
You know what? I'm going to fire Paige's role because it was way too graphic.
Yeah. That was rough.
You're going to push the asshole cam from
Push asshole cam by Maddox. I don't know how to answer that question.
Next question.
Brian Hosking, If you guys were to get signed by NXT, what would your gimmick be?
I'd be a face, for sure. I'd probably tag team with...
Jason Jordan. Get booed out of the building.
I'd be Bailey's dad. I got really pissed off at somebody. Well, Bailey's gone. Maybe a young person's dad, and get really pissed off that my daughter was getting beat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it would be like a situation where the girl has a guy outside the ring, and I just kind of kick his ass or try to fight him and then we'd go from there.
Yeah.
I'd
kind of be like, I think I'd be like a crazy person, like kind of like a lunatic, like a lunatic fringy kind of guy. Wow.
Speaking of this, Joe.
No, I don't know.
I know we've kind of talked about this before.
Yeah.
You were talking about the gimmick.
Yeah.
You pursuing the wrestling side?
We'll see.
It's exclusive.
I'll know. This is an exclusive Josh interview. Yeah. I'll know in a couple of, probably about a month.
Okay.
If I'm going to go do that.
All right. Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to write that I'm like 29 on the form. So we'll see how far I get with that.
I'm very interested. I want to see Joe the wrestler.
What are you going to say when Booger looks at it and goes, all right, let's see, 29.
Now Booker's going to go, all right, 29, yeah, I can see that. Let's see here.
You have to tell him about the boogeyman. He's really good friends with the boogeyman. He respected the way the boogeyman ended up, you know, competing after being so old.
Despite being...
Try to lay in, like, I'm just like the boogeyman, Book. I'm just like the boogeyman.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a former
Marine.
You ugly,
I can put
shit,
worms in my
brain.
Mouth. I can do it all.
Yeah.
Will you eat worms
There's
for
your
Booker?
Exclusive.
All right, worms in front of Booker. Will you do it?
Interesting.
I will if I need to.
Interesting. I look forward. I hope you do it, Joe.
Will you eat?
I want to see it.
Thank you.
You could be like a big Cass.
I'm not that big.
There's not that many big wrestlers in this promotion.
That's true.
All right, that's all for fan questions. And that's all for this year.
Aw.
So let's do what WWE does and give ourselves a round of applause. And, you know, let's ask for a yes chant. Should we do a yes chant for ourselves? Because we're so great.
No.
We're so awesome.
I am.
No.
I am.
If anyone's listening, if there's ever a time to do a yes chant to yourself in your car, it's right now. Please do it for us. Yeah. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean. Give us a 5-star review. You can also watch the show at youtube.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano. Joe is at Joe Pisano 24 on Twitter and at Joe Pisano on Instagram. I don't know where Josh is, so don't worry about it.
I don't have a Twitter.
It.
Don't worry
Nobody
about it.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. Don't follow me.
Thank you to songfinch.com for our theme song. We have t-shirts available at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for just $19.99. You can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We have exclusive rewards that you can't get anywhere else.
What was that?
You could be on the show.
Rewards.
We're actually going to have two fans in the upcoming weeks that are going to be doing rewards with us because they because they got that reward. So,
that's so sweet.
It's so sweet, Josh.
Way to go, guys. Props.
And
yes,
finally,
chant for you.
Most importantly, you only have like a week to get your Balor Club.
Balor Club.
Time for clubbing.
In my ears.
You're not wearing headphones. Shut up.
Yeah. Your voice reverbs.
Club.
Ah.
Club.
Jesus. Calm down, guys.
Yeah. So they're only $20. I think you only have like, it's like a week left, really. I think it's like January 6th or something. But
we just hit 10,000 orders, which is cool. So.
Yeah,
we got picked up by Walmart.
Right, not quite.
yeah, right. Is that the deal with Walmart?
Yeah.
So yeah, this could honestly be the only time you can get one. So if you want one, now's the time. Just go to customink.com/fundraising/join the club. That's club spelled the right way. Join the club.
And for every person that buys a t-shirt, Josh will send you a virtual hug. Like Bailey. Virtual hug.
You look... If you want the shirt and you don't want the hug, that's okay too, you know?
But I will send you a hug.
When you buy a shirt, just type in that there's a comment section. Just say, thanks for the shirt. I don't want the hug.
Mm.
Done.
Yeah.
Very good at hugs. Very good hugger.
All right. That doesn't look like a good
hug.
That's
the show.
All right.
That's the show.
All right. We'll see you guys next year. How about that?
Sounds like a long time.
Not long enough for you, Josh.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.